So it's really the juxtaposition of the traditional experience, which again is shown on the left there, and the new experience. Now, the picture on the right is actually the next generation of the retailization of healthcare. That's the old Red Bird Mall in Southern Dallas. This is a mall that has been in an economically disadvantaged neighborhood for the last 25 years, has struggled to retain anchor tenants, not to mention inline tenants, and has gone through several different name changes, several different permeations, all trying to stay alive. Well, just in the last year, two of the anchor stores there, I believe one was the Sears and one was a Dillard's, have been bought by UT Southwestern Medical Center and Parkland Hospital, which is the public hospital up here in Dallas. They filled those anchor spaces and have really served a need in South Dallas, a much needed need to provide healthcare services in South Dallas, but also in the same vein, have revitalized the mall and are continuing to revitalize the mall, showing more interest in the retail, going to the retail spaces. And we'll talk a little bit about why that evolution has happened and why it may or may not work. But that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about the retailization of healthcare. It's also illustrated by the entry of retailers into the healthcare business. I don't know if anybody's seen this yet, but Walmart is now in the healthcare business. Guess what? CVS is now in the healthcare business. Amazon is now in the healthcare business. And when I say the healthcare business, I'm not talking about pharmacies. I'm talking about they actually are providers of healthcare services and have employed physicians, have employed nurses and are actually providing healthcare services. So that's probably the most real manifestation of how this real retailization of healthcare is manifesting itself. So what does that mean for the real estate world? Well, obviously the choice of real estate that the providers use is the most obvious manifestation of the retailization. And what this is really, what you see with this is really a migration from off-campus or on-campus, you know, the big picture of the Baylor that we showed, providers taking non-acute services, people that don't have to go to the acute care hospital, but, you know, really your primary care physicians, more of anything that can really be done more on an outpatient basis, moving that off of the hospital campus setting and into a off-campus setting, which may be a suburban medical office building, but more and more often it is retail settings. We talk about the traditional experience, we've all experienced that when you drive to this downtown campus, either maybe it's the Texas Medical Center in Houston or in San Antonio or to Baylor in Dallas. And you drive around, you try to figure out where in the world the doctor's office is because there's high-rise buildings all around. You try to figure out where to park. You finally find the parking garage and you pull up and all the closest spaces have signs that say reserved for physicians. So you have to park at the most remote park of the part of the garage. You kind of have to work your way through the hospital. Maybe you go through a children's cancer center on your way to your primary care doctor. It's just not a very fun environment to visit. It's not very uplifting. It's not very fun. And that's the traditional model. The whole concept of retailization is taking that more provider-centric model, because that certainly was more convenient for the providers. The doctor could have his office right there next to the hospital where he has admitting privileges or she has admitting privileges. And it was certainly more convenient for them, but it was really a pain in the rear end for the patients. And the whole concept of retailization is turning that model on its head and putting the convenience and the comfort of the patient ahead of the convenience and comfort of the provider. And Ashley, this might be a good time for you to chime in and give the provider perspective on that, because I'm giving it more from the patient perspective.
Right. No, you're exactly right, Andy. I mean, that, you know, large hospital systems have really began researching, you know, where do their patients live? What services are they coming in for? How could we branch out to really serve the community, to be a part of the community? And in some places from the business side of things, to provide a funnel to the larger hospital. For example, if you think of mammography or diagnostic services that exist in a small, probably a retail kind of setting, and then any follow-up procedures that might be needed happening in the larger main hospital, and it provides a way for patients to have the best care that they might get at some of these, you know, at our, all, you know, the downtown medical centers or the Texas Medical Center in Houston. As Andy mentioned, it's the largest medical center in the world, but it allows them to get it in their community. It also allowed healthcare systems and hospitals to sort of